That was funny.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Buzz!
It's all about the buzz.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
As we get
what's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Bottom buddies, Don and Mike.
Buzz, will you be speaking about the late Heath Ledger today?
Only just a little.
All right, well, when you do, we've got a bunch of celebrities who should be shutting their pie holes about that.
Oh, good. Rob? Please jump in with that.
Yes, Robbie. Yeah. I see that we spun the wheel of Holly today.
Yeah, you know, I think there was technical difficulties.
What?
Because they did two teases, but only one segment. We never got to see her snowboard.
Really? She's snowboarding.
The teases are better than the segments today.
All right, here's Holly Morris from the hyperactive poodle from Fox 5.
No, Mom, snow showers are here, at least for me. Look, I'm in the middle of a blizzard, and I'm loving it. We are live this morning at Liberty Mountain, where we are talking about snow, ski.
She makes it so easy to be a misogynist. She really does. I swear to God.
You make a point. Oh, boy.
Really?
And safety. And why you might want to come out here and suit up yourself this weekend. We're going to tell you what you need to know to have a great time and end up in one piece. No breaking your leg on my ski trip. It's all live next on Fox 5 Morning News. Stay with us.
I'm something of a student of her. Will you play that tease from the beginning one more time? You know what she does too much?
What's that?
Starts with a laugh.
Okay. Like when they kick it to her.
There it is again.
I hate that.
It's a crutch.
It is a crutch.
Bob, last hour we skied the mountain. This hour, dude, we're riding the mountain. We're snowboarding, baby, as we're live at Liberty Mountain, which is now an official Burton Female Learn to Ride training center. We're going to find out what that means, how you can sign up, shred a few turns, carve a few turns.
No.
Live later on Fox 5 Morning
News. Oh, my God.
Stay with us.
Yes, let's rock. That.
Oh, that is horribly painful.
And then
there was no segment then? Just the tease?
No, just the tease.
Maybe she hit a tree.
Well, no, because she...
Well, you got a segment.
They might have underreported that.
That was the first one. But, you know, normally she does two segments and two teases.
Good morning, Gavir. I think today I want to be Holly Miller. You know, my very distant cousin, Bodie Miller. Or maybe I want to be Peekaboo
Morris.
One I don't
that
know.
She does.
I don't know which one I like better.
Holly
I'll let
Montana.
You know after I'm done skiing.
Holly
a bit,
Miller.
I got it.
It's all
this?
About Holly.
Right.
How about Holly Rape?
Oh dear.
Holly Manson.
That would be unfortunate.
That's not funny.
That would be good. They'd have to tease that.
That was not funny.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Imagine the tease, Don.
The check is.
I just meant as a name.
I know.
Right.
Not
right,
as like
right,
a good morning
right
feature.
I actually right had a coach in junior high school named Raper. Coach Raper was one of our high school
I hardly
coaches
knew her.
I swear to God, that's a true story.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine the fun you had there.
Oh, we did have. There were a few jokes.
That reminds me. Do you think the $3.99 that I might spend on Mr. Woodcock would be better spent or... At this point,
I think you can end it right there, and I can give you the answer the way I understand that movie. It would be better spent. The $3.99 that you
really
would spend on Mr. Woodcock. I heard horrible things about that movie.
I heard one good review from one guy, and knowing this guy, don't ever watch this movie.
I did that thing on DirecTV. I watched the first 5 minutes, and it was like...
Kind of got hooked?
No. But
it's just like that one where he builds the rocket, and he's like 0-2 in his last couple of movies.
I am a Billy Bob fan, and I like the premise, you know, Mr. Woodcock, that he's the
You're
tough
always waiting for him to recreate Bad Santa, aren't you?
Yeah, well, he was also... Billy Bob... Besides the fact that he's just so creepy,
right,
was excellent, obviously, in Sling Blade. He was also in that movie Bandits with Bruce Willis.
Right.
God, Billy Bob is an incredible actor.
I liked him in Pushing 10.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes. I think that's my favorite Billy Bob
movie. Yeah, it's a good
movie.
Yeah.
He's even good in Armageddon. He's not bad in Armageddon.
And he's fat in Tombstone.
Yes, he is.
His little cameo in Tombstone.
He's scary skinny now. He's upsettingly skinny.
Yeah, he is scary skinny.
Like me.
Mr. Woodcock, though, I don't know. But, you know, it's reviews, and you might get into it and actually like
sure
the movie.
And here's the thing. You know, it's $3.99, and if I buy it and it's no good, it's on for 24 hours.
Which is an extra bonus if you hate the movie.
Well, what I mean is maybe, you know, you go back later and you go, oh, hey, it's Mr. Woodcock's on. Maybe there'd be a funny part now.
Right. You never know. You never know. But aren't there other options on pay-per-view that you could go with?
I believe Mr.
Because they're not putting the pay-per-view movies like you would get in hotels. I've seen a lot more in hotels recently.
Well, that is by form and by format of the movie companies that they go. They go to Spanktravision first.
Yep.
Then they go like to Blockbuster and your retail outlets. The last place they go is pay-per-view.
Right. Would you go if you had the choice? Would you go Mr. Woodcock or 310 to Yuma with Russell Crowe?
Mr. Woodcock.
Really?
Not me.
What? You don't like Russell?
Russell Crowe, I love him.
You love him?
I'm not a big fan of the Western.
Oh, you don't like Western? Yeah, I love Western.
Not a huge fan.
I love the Westerns, Pilgrim.
I want to see There Will Be Blood. Mm-hmm. And you know, because we are members of the Screen Actors Guild, have you been getting all the free copies of movies in the mail?
No, and you know what? I had to call the Screen Actors Guild to get up to date because they had the wrong address, and I have yet to receive my new Screen Actors Guild card.
Speaking of like 310 to Yuma, boy, if this doesn't make me seem like the biggest big shot in the world of my girlfriend.
Did you get a copy of it?
I think we've gotten copies of 310 to Yuma, Hairspray, five or six other movies that were nominated for SAG Awards.
Right. Really?
Yeah.
Jeez, I got to get up to date with that.
If you hadn't crossed that picket line.
I didn't cross any picket line, and I brought my dues are up to date now. Huh. I sent in the form and everything, and they still haven't sent me the card back.
Okay. I didn't know you were late with the dues.
I did. Why was I late with the dues?
Well,
because they screwed up the address. They were sending it to the wrong address.
My name is Al. Alimony. How are you?
That's it.
These dues are late.
I have to prioritize, Don. Couldn't
my name's Al.
And you say the card is like nice and laminated now, the Screen Actors
my
card?
My SAG card, yeah. It's beautiful.
My SAG card. Mine. Okay, Martha Stewart.
I love the fact that there are actors out in Hollywood who are struggling to get this card.
Struggling.
And the card's in my big fat ass in my wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And all we did was go on King of Queens.
Do you have it with you so I can look for it?
No, I really don't carry it.
You don't?
No, I don't.
You don't carry it.
It's unnecessary most days.
At home in the frame? I'm sure I don't have it.
Buzz, what's happening?
Well, first of all, the check is almost in the mail. Every tax-paying household in the U.S. is getting between $300 and $1,200 from the government soon. The government wants you to spend that money to stimulate the economy and maybe pay off some debt. The rebate checks will go to taxpayers in both the middle and lower income brackets. The more taxes you pay, the bigger you'll get.
I'm going to buy pot.
Lots of it.
For you, Rob.
$800 worth of pot.
Amen.
The proposal got through the House today amazingly quickly and smoothly with both parties focused on rescuing the U.S. economy. The Dow closed up another 100 points or so today.
You sit in the House. Hey, Joe?
Yes, Don?
Realize that you're big timing us. You're getting your own show on the weekend, but I do see all these lines ringing. Would you be a love and at least see what people want to chat about?
Yes, I sure will. I'm sorry.
Thank you, love.
Postpone the show prep.
Thank you, love. Off you go.
And I think we'll avoid the calls, like from the guy you screened, where it says his wife likes rape. I don't think we'll talk to him.
Probably not
the best idea. That's pretty good judgment on your part right there. Good
probably call. Not the best to announce that Joe had screened that call. Yes. But we didn't take it.
Saturday night, 9 to 11.
System works.
The Joe Artinger Show.
Right.
Hi, Buzz.
The U.S. military swore up and down there were not any fighter jets and no training missions the night so many Texans saw a very strange object in the sky. You know how it is when you tell a lie. You find yourself in a tough spot. You feel you have to say something. So the government said there were no jets at first. Now the Air Force Reserve at Fort Worth has changed its story. Yes, it now says there were F-16s training over the dairy farm community of Stephenville on January 8th. Unfortunately,
the stars at night,
they're in Texas,
are big and bright,
mm-hmm.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
I like rape.
Wait a minute. Now, yeah, so they say, yes, there were jets. There were F-16s. First they said no jets. Now the Air Force says, yeah, okay, we had F-16s training that night.
Yeah, that's the government lying to us, Buzz. That's Men in Black all over again.
Unfortunately, neither of the military's answers really do anything to dispel the scores of reports of a UFO because many of the people who saw the jets say the jets were following the object.
F-16s.
Mm-hmm. And it said it was really low to the ground and moving at a speed faster than a jet could move at.
No, they said, the witnesses said the object was actually moving slower than a jet normally would.
Oh, okay.
That's what they said, and very low to the ground, about 300 feet over a farm field.
I'm hoping this weekend for contact.
This could be the week.
And Rob, you're hoping for a contact high.
Yeah, just stick around, baby.
Contact high, baby.
I have a dime bag at home.
Dennis Kucinich is hoping for contact as well. And by the way, he appears to be dropping out of the presidential race now.
I am McLovin.
There he goes.
Endorsing no other Democratic candidates. The White House was going to unveil its new anti-prescription drug abuse campaign this week. And then Heath Ledger died, surrounded by a half dozen prescription drugs.
Oops.
The White House press secretary said they didn't want anyone to think they were being opportunistic.
That my neighbor told me, the neighbor that was driving by with all the girls yesterday when he said they were Mary-Kate, that's a big part of the story now.
Oh, turned out to be true.
He did try to call Mary-Kate also.
Yep.
True enough.
No, not him.
Or somebody did.
The lady who discovered him,
right?
The first call that's she it. Made was
before 911 was him, Mary-Kate.
So there was the contact. Yeah. Interesting.
Thank you.
You think he was involved with both twins? Twins.
Here's Ellen DeGenitals.
Most of you probably know by now, Heath Ledger was found dead. Heath Ledger was an amazing, amazing, talented young man, 28 years old. He was a friend, and we will miss him.
All right, then here is...
Did she cry again, or...?
Well, not as much as when that dog thing happened.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Here now is John Travolta.
And I would give back all of my awards and my nominations just to have him back again.
You pompous ass.
Yeah, really. Wow.
I would give back all my awards.
You don't have any, John.
So, that being said, we love you. Love you, Heath.
I would give out all my awards.
Don't you think that's a little, that's anteing up a little low? Yep. Don't you think you should come out and say,
yes,
I'd give my right one?
Yep, here is. Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, please, what does Ryan
on Heath Ledger?
It's a terrible thing to have happen at such a young age.
He's absolutely lovely, such a talent.
Oh, Paula.
I mean, such a talent.
I'm pretty sad about it. It's hard to be here celebrating Australia when he's gone.
And then you have P. Diddy.
Oh. Just a shock. I'm in shock. Great, great person. You know, he took care. I was in Monsters Ball with him. He just took care of me.
I don't know which of these celebrities to believe. You know, they all sound full of it. Well, the one that's the fullest is John Travolta.
Mm-hmm. I give away back all of my awards.
All of my awards and nominations.
Thanks for pointing that out.
If only he were still alive.
I would give back all of my Razzies.
Tell you what, I would give my left nut if you would go back in time and not make Look Who's Talking.
Sort of like
John... And what was the sci-fi one? What was the space picture that he made? The horrible one.
Battleship Earth? Battlefield Earth?
One of the two, yeah.
Where he was a villain.
That's an L. Ron Hubbard story.
That's right.
Yeah, Scientology.
I think that it would be equally good if John Travolta offered to give both of his ovaries.
The fat ovaries.
So the White House was going to unveil this anti-prescription drug abuse campaign this week, and then Heath Ledger died, and the White House says they called it off because they didn't want anyone to think they were being opportunistic, and not like with Iraq after 9/11.
If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
This they choose to be careful about. The new ads will debut during the Super Bowl. And by the way, no drug residue was found on that rolled up $20 bill in Ledger's apartment. A tightly rolled paper money is like a universal symbol for snorting cocaine. But as Freud might say, sometimes a rolled up 20 is just a rolled up 20. And no memorial services have been scheduled in
really?
Either.
Really? Did Sigmund Freud say that?
No, I said he might say that.
If he said it, it would go something like, a rolled up 20 is just... A rolled up 20, and that even sounds like the prince who's talking about Paris Hilton and all those great things she's doing.
He said, Buzz, tell me about the dream where you're surrounded by bananas and you're going in the tunnel and out of the tunnel.
I'm following all the presidential candidates, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, all of them, and I hope that they are very happy with the presidential campaign. But Paris Hilton is a very, very sad girl. She does not have anything to do, so she's not worth it. She's a disgusting pig slut. That's what she is. Hey, interview me, TMZ, in my car. Jawohl. I am the prince of nothing. Call me Prince Von Nothing, or as they refer to me, Prince Von A-hole.
Fingers smell like Zsa Zsa.
Oh, Zsa Zsa. She's still very active. I get her out of the wheelchair, and sometimes we troops are like fantastic.
The reason Heath Ledger's going to hell when we continue.
Do you have any matches?
What?
Zsa Zsa is constipated.
You want to do that thing my mom did with the poodle?
Yes, I need the long ones made out of wood.
And what are you going to do with that?
I'm going to put it, you know, where the sun does not shine. And then half hour later, Zsa-Zsa is fine. And the stools are completely soft.
Remember, you have to lick the end. You have to light it and lick it.
That's not true. That's not the way I do it in my house.
Wow.
I licked it after the procedure.
Oh, Prince.
Because I am Prince Von Aeol. That is the way I do it.
Uh-huh. One final question.
It brings me closer to Zsa-Zsa. Yes. Jawohl.
How do you feel about rape?
Oh, I'm for it. 1,000%. As long as I am not the recipient in a prison setting.
Sure.
Then it would be excruciatingly painful.
But sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah, it depends on the film that I watched that afternoon. Normally, any time I watch any of the films with Matt Damon, I feel susceptible to those urges.
And why is this guy who is like the mayor of Munchkinville, he's on TMZ, uh-huh. and he's on FARC, and he's on all these sites all the time now.
Are you referring to the prince?
Prince von Frederick, whatever his name
is. I am Prince von Aeol, and what I do is I have provocative things to say.
Yes.
The thing is, if you have provocative things to say, the people will always come to you and ask for your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people don't know. That's the secret to Hollywood.
Ah.
If you have the opinions, you will be able to say whatever you want. Even if you're an a-hole that has nothing to do with show business, you will be able to get away with it.
Remember when you tied yourself up naked in your car and said you were robbed?
That's true. I'm craving attention. I crave attention each and every day. If you would like to give me attention right now, I will tie myself up naked.
Oh, and that's why you said that you were the father of Anna Nicole Smith's baby. Mm-hmm.
That's it. Are you seeing a pattern here?
Outrageous.
You're smart guys.
Right.
You're very smart guys. What you know is there's a pattern of seeking attention because Zsa-Zsa is basically a corpse in a chair in my mansion in Beverly Hills. That's why I need to get it wherever I can. And if you do that, what do you get? What follows with the attention on
what?
The TMZ?
What?
The pretty girls.
Ah.
Lovely pretty girls all over my tanned, beautiful, hairy body.
Hairy?
Yes, it's gray hair.
It's silver, really.
Silver like Mike has.
Huh,
they're both going to dye it.
When she dies, when Zsa-Zsa dies?
She will never die. I have her permanently preserved. I have preserved her like you preserve jams and jellies.
No smell?
There's no smell at all. No, she is already...
What, have her in a big giant mason jar?
Nine. She is sitting in a chair. She is very comfortable, and she is alert and awake. Huh. I still feed her with liquids.
You brush her?
I brush her hair with a sterling silver brush, like the one she had in Hungary. And I love it. Now, normally when I stroke her hair now,
yes.
Most of her hair falls out.
Sure.
But I glue it back.
Good for you.
So she's still very, very pretty.
Does she speak?
She is incapable of language.
Huh.
She no longer can speak, but she can feel.
Yes.
And I can feel. And that is what makes love go. What do you say? Love makes the world go round?
Right.
Yeah, she's all right. Better than that dirty whore with the diseases, Paris Hilton, who I don't care for at all. And I was told by my publicist, say bad things about Paris Hilton, and then they will put you on the TMZ.
Do you know what TMZ is?
I have no idea. Nine. No. The movie zing. Yeah?
Yeah.
Very good.
You know,
that would be fine.
I bet you would agree with Rob. Who do you think is the greatest, most influential leader of the last 100 years?
Are you referring to someone who perhaps influences history the most?
Yes.
That, that goes throughout history as the biggest guy with the biggest name? I would say there's no question. I would have to say Adolf Hitler.
I agree.
Adolf Hitler.
I agree.
Yeah. In the words of Marge Schott, he was good at the beginning, no?
And how about at the end?
At the end, it was unfortunate the way he had to die in that bunker all alone, even without his sidekick, Eva Braun.
And he, no one to brush him.
I have it on good authority from my friends back in my homeland that Eva Braun was a magnificent piece of ass.
Sure.
Really?
I am Prince von Aeol. Thank you so much. Next time I will drive my Rolls Royce into the studio and I will roll down the window and you will be able to interview me.
You got to play. We got to tape somewhere talking about Hillary Clinton, I think, from just a couple of days.
Hillary Clinton is a very good lady. I think she's very special.
This is very insightful, what you said on this tape.
I don't vote. Whatever I do, it's wrong anyhow, so I don't vote. I leave the voting to the intelligent people.
If you were to vote, who would you vote for?
Hillary Clinton. She's a favorite. She's going to go in the White House anyhow. She's going to be the man in the White House, I'm telling you. She's going to be the president. It's only Hillary Clinton, nobody else.
What makes her better?
Because, first of all, it doesn't make a difference who is in the White House right now. Because it's this country is in big, you know, and Bush puts it in big, so it doesn't matter who is in the White House.
I use some bad but language.
It needs a woman, you know, to clean up. It always needs a woman to clean up.
So that leads to the next question. Who will you vote for president? Who? I have no idea. I don't vote. I'm an illegal alien. I've crossed the border illegally, and that's why I'm not capable of doing it. But I'm still working on my wonderful American sayings that you like.
Like them?
Oh, like kick ass.
That's good.
Yeah, that's a good one. Also, go pack go.
That's a good one.
Green Bay Packers. Let me see. That's another one that that I got. If it smells like cologne, leave it alone.
If it's yellow, let it mellow.
And then my favorite that you have, Don Geronimo's favorite, my favorite, if eating ain't cheating.
That is good.
That's right. Welcome. That's why I eat all over Hollywood.
Do you know rubber balls and liquor?
No.
That's a good one, too.
How milk? Do you play? How do you play that?
Milk,
lemonade, round the corner. Fudge is made, no?
Okay, yeah. Here's a joke for you.
Okay, sure, I love a good joke. A good joke is something special.
Ask me what I had for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and what I did with my girlfriend.
What did you have for breakfast?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What did you have for lunch?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What did you do with your girlfriend last night?
Rubber balls and liquor.
I don't understand.
Exactly.
Can someone translate it?
It's a joke for an 8-year-old.
You're toddlers, all of you. You're children.
That is a lovely car. What kind of car is that?
It's a Rolls Royce.
Must stand by.
All right.
Thank you.
This whole segment has been terribly hijacked by Zsa Zsa's husband.
Great talking with all of you. I hope you have a great week.
That is so true, Dick. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot? The Don and Mike Show.
A lot of people are going to find you annoying.
Broadcasting from In of Doors, the Don and Mike Show.
You're a little tiger, aren't you?
You like us, huh?
I like you, though. I like you both. You're funny.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
How the hell are you? Hey, what do you think of Buzz?
Shut up.
Sorry, hey, Simon.
Hi, Buzz.
I knew he'd feel that way. Hi, Donna, Mike.
That answer is...
Wait for it.
True.
No memorial services have been scheduled in either the U.S. or Heath Ledger's native Australia. But if and when it happens here, there will apparently be protesters. The Reverend Fred Phelps and his fellow lunatics from the Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas, will be there. Because, of course, Heath played a gay guy in Brokeback Mountain.
Are these the people that go to the military funerals as well?
Same fine folks.
Kick their ass.
These people do not deserve to breathe our air, do they?
No. Quoting Fred's idiot daughter, he got on that big screen with a big fat message, God is a liar and it's okay to be gay. Quoting her, Heath Ledger is now in hell.
Wow.
Give me that old-time religion.
God, amazing.
A lack of rain from the heavens has dried up the southeastern part of the U.S. so much they may have to shut down some nuclear power plants.
Quite not.
Hey, more importantly than that, they're shutting down some of the water rides at Six Flags Over Georgia.
That's unacceptable. You shut down the plants, but don't shut down water rides. No way, no how.
That's true, but water's also used to cool the nuclear reactor, and they use a lot of water to do that. But there's precious little water to spare in the Old South these days.
The Old South.
Water levels are about to drop below the big concrete pipes that draw water into those power plants. What little water is drawn may be too warm to use because it's easier for the sun to warm a shallow body of water.
I blame the weather people that call for precipitation and we get none.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The electric company will then have
He's talking about Tom Curine.
I know.
Yeah, beautiful golden sunlight over a beautiful red, white, and blue flag, and I'll F up the forecast.
Old Howard Bernstein sure did pick the wrong day to come by. He's coming by tomorrow.
Is he really?
He's coming by tomorrow to bring us pizza or something.
Oh, we're a little testy. We're a little testy.
Yeah. The electric companies down south are now, because of this water shortage, going to have to buy their power from somewhere else at 10 times the cost. A $200 electric bill becomes $2,000. Wish them luck.
Why don't you just put a big old fan funnel Larry the Cable Guy flapping his gums?
And your sushi is trying to kill you. Lab tests of raw tuna. Raw tuna from 20 restaurants and stores in Manhattan.
Call Marnie.
Found that most contained so much mercury that even just 6 pieces a week would exceed the government's acceptable level.
Oh, I hope it doesn't go against the stool softener. I hope that it doesn't like,
have some sort of chemical reaction.
And make the stool harder.
Now, five of these 20 establishments were selling sushi tuna with enough mercury that the government could legally shut them down.
The chemical reaction has made it harder than a diamond.
Jim Source's stool hardener.
Sadly, no government agency in this country tests for mercury. One researcher's recommendation, separate your sushi outings by at least 3 weeks to keep from building up a dangerous amount of mercury in your system.
Mercury, do you cats watch? Hold on, Rob Spiewak writes. In. Careful, commuters. Some mercuries have tuna in them. God, Rob.
Like, is that a car comment?
Like the car.
You see a lot of mercury.
Oh, that's a good joke.
New York City.
That was funny.
There he is, all pleased again.
Yeah.
New York City health officials recommend that fresh tuna be avoided by children and by pregnant and nursing mothers.
Mercury Morris, if you have a chance.
It's a good mercury.
Seriously, someone needs to bitch slap Mercury Morris. I am no Patriots fan.
Is he getting all like wound up about the 72 Dolphins?
He's the guy who this year said, tell me when they're in my neighborhood. All year long. They go 10-0. 11-0, 12-0. Now they're like, they pass 17-0, and he says, all right, they're on the street. Now they're 18-0, and he says, okay.
He's having fun with it?
No, no, he's serious.
Oh, he's serious, thinking they're not, nobody's as good as they are. How long have they been traded on that?
Since 1972.
Yeah. Wow.
So then he folds his arms. They say, if the Patriots win, what will you say? I'll say, welcome to the neighborhood, but we were here first.
Oh, God, give it up.
And it's like, you know, dude.
Come on.
Shut up.
Live in the now.
Let it go.
Collectively, we're so sick of seeing the goddamn 72 Miami Dolphins. I remember it all the way back to that Monday night game against the Bears when they were all on the sidelines. That's when they started in 1985 when they started that stupid let's have a champagne toast when the last team is left.
Yeah.
No. Mercury Morris, shut up.
Enough to make you want to root for the Patriots this weekend.
Yes.
Really is.
Yeah, it really is. Just to shut him up, because he just will not give it up.
Right.
He won't give it up. Say, well, no matter what they do, we were the first.
Enough to make you root for the Patriots and have the Giants cover the spread.
Yeah. Especially if you happen to have made a bet today.
Oh.
Don't look at me, Buzz. I'm not.
You made no bet.
I am not the degenerate gambler.
Not a betting man, really.
But I heard this man.
Just a little taste.
I just want to tell the authorities. This was not like buying a square for a Super Bowl. Mike called a man, I believe the name was
Lefty.
Something like that.
Yeah, Lefty.
Jelly or Lefty.
It
or
was
something.
Jelly and Lefty.
And all I heard was, I want five large on the Giants.
Wow.
It's 12 and a half. How do you run away from that?
That is a lot.
Uh-huh. It's a lot, and it's going to go down.
Good luck to you.
Don't you think? I mean, by game time, it'll probably be eight, maybe seven.
Maybe
even less.
Mm-hmm. About, so 12 and a half is a good number.
Very good.
Not good enough that I felt strong enough to bet.
Right.
But, yeah, for you, that's a good bet.
So even if the spread goes down, this person who made the bet is locked in at 12 and a half?
You bet your ass. Absolutely. I made that bet at 12 and a half.
He sure is. Shylock.
That's
his name. Shylock.
Lefty Shylock.
That's why I was early. I was early on my bet.
I see. Now I get it. The Bikini Girls, by the way, from Green Bay are saying yes to a Maxim magazine invitation to pose for its pages.
Good for them.
All right.
Fame is not new to the Bikini Girls of Lambeau Field. They've been in Sports Illustrated, on ESPN, and Good Morning America. But this posing thing is new for them. And Maxim's bikini brand of ogling is where these Wisconsin girls draw the line. Quoting one, if they ask us to take off any more, we'll definitely say no.
Let's see
what the Maxim.
You know, isn't that? They call us hypocrites, but isn't that hypocrisy?
Right, you dumb whores.
You know
I mean,
what?
Really,
you're at a game where the temperature is zero, and you have on a bikini so you can get on TV. Then a magazine wants to take your picture.
That's where we draw the line.
They look better at a distance.
I bet they do.
I looked at some pictures today.
I saw some pictures. I thought they were quite all right.
Nice. I wouldn't give them anything beyond all right.
Nice flat.
Buzz looks at an ugly Betty. And gets wood.
America Ferrera.
She does have her qualities.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, let's see what the Maxim photographer can get away with. And there's going to be a lot less porn surfing in D.C. government from now on. After an investigation, the District of Columbia has fired 9 of its workers and suspended 32 others for surfing the internet for porn on the taxpayers' computers on the job at taxpayers' expense. The city's also gotten a better handle on its computers. Now 30,000 of them are filtered to block internet porn and to redirect the user to get back to work. The city's policy on computer abuse will pop up on the screen every time the user signs on. The city says among the 41 people busted for getting jiggy with their computers, some were men, some were women. They won't say how many of each.
Oh, that'd be a sexy statistic right there.
It sure would.
How does Scatlover fall into that category?
It may have been one
isn't
of the
that, ones. That's not straight out
Let me look at the list.
No, that's kinky porn.
No, that's exempt. That's exempt.
Oh, really?
So you can log all the hours you want.
No filtering whatsoever.
No problem. No, believe me, no filtering on that website.
At the request of Mayor Fenty.
What's that other side he likes? I like chocolate.
It's just chocolate.
It's just chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Who in the world would sue the Blue Man Group? We'll tell you when we return.
Thank you.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, shut up!
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Are they strong? Listen, bud. They've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
I warned people about Ambien. I almost drove off a cliff.
Jack.
That answer is...
True?
True.
True.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
What's happening?
The Blue Man Group, beloved for, among other things, its interaction with the audience. They've been performing for 11 years now at a little theater on North Halsted in Chicago, and there's never really been any problem until
you're
now.
You're not talking about the Blue Man Group from Vegas, right?
Yes, the same Blue Man Group. They're home. They've made their home at a little theater in Chicago over the last 11 years, despite the runs they've had in Vegas and elsewhere.
I thought they lived in Las Vegas. My mistake. Sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, there's never been any problem until now. Now, Jim Schroden of California has filed a lawsuit against these Smurfs on steroids. Jim was the guy who was the target of the group's esophagus cam during a show 2 years ago. Jim says the actors surrounded him, held his neck and arms, and forced back his head to show the audience Jim's throat on a big video screen. Jim claims the esophagus cam was, at the time, covered in food, liquid, and grime from the theater's floor. Oh, yeah, and blue paint. And finally, at a middle school in Cloverdale, Indiana, a teacher and a student got into a scuffle.
Sure, is that Cloverfield?
Cloverdale.
Cloverfield, I'll tell you what, though.
That movie, Don.
That's a monster, and at the end he says, I am coming back for the sequel.
That is a scary, scary movie.
That's right, Prince.
Very,
Prince.
Very scary.
How will Prince.
How will you get to the movie? Will you take your car?
Yes, I'll taste my Rolls Royce.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At a middle school in Cloverdale, Indiana, the teacher and a student got into a scuffle. They both said they were just horsing around at first, but then it turned serious. And at one point, the teacher broke the kid's finger.
Kid smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Kid's favorite teacher broke his finger. The teacher was so freaked out, he told the boy, don't go to the nurse because that would get the teacher in trouble. The boy's mother was beyond angry and talked about suing the teacher.
The boy's finger wasn't in the teacher's bottom,
no,
was it?
No, it wasn't. This isn't that kind of story. They were just horsing around and busting.
That is better than an apple.
But mom was angry, so she threatened to sue, and now the teacher has resigned and apologized. He had to.
So they were roughhousing, right?
Exactly.
Oh, that's exactly.
But because of the lawsuit, he felt he needed to resign and apologize. And really, what choice did he have? Because the teacher who broke the kid's finger did it in a class on anger management. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
I'll be here all week.
Oh,
999.
My attempt at faking love out.
That wasn't real?
No.
Dexys Midnight Runners.
That's right, Prince.
Yeah, come on, Eileen.
You know what I'd like to see? I see a movie of you and Hillary Clinton together.
You know what I think about Hillary Clinton? I think about this song, Come On, Eileen. I think about that lovely lady that I love more than anyone. Oh, Zsa-Zsa.
Who's that?
Eileen Brennan.
We'll see everybody tomorrow with a new episode. Come on, Eileen, everybody. It's a party. She doesn't care. Good day to you, sir.
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 And Robbie?
Hey, Prince.
Yeah, yeah, what up,
dear? How do you feel about rape?
Rape? Oh, I'm sick of that dirty word. But I'm for it.
I like rape.
Right.
Oh, goodbye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.